Hi, my name is Haley Rodriguez, and I'm a student at St. Mary's University in San Antonio, Texas. And for this interview, I'll be interviewing my friend who's also a student at St. Mary's.
Hi, my name is Sophia Soto, and I'm a Communication Studies major, an IGS minor in St. Mary's University, and I'm a senior this year, graduating in December.
So before COVID, what were some coping mechanisms that you used to help with things like stress, anxiety, or sadness?
Well, I think that they varied a lot depending on my situation or how stressed I was. I definitely took up art and drawing and doodling, painting, but I felt that in times of deep stress, running, remaining active really helped me.
So how did you have to adjust any of these if you needed to with COVID?
I guess the painting and the artwork, well, it remained at home. But definitely the fact that, like, it wasn't safe to maybe go to a gym and run or run around the neighborhood was kind of alarming if a lot of people were running or walking or at the same time. So definitely I had to find new ways to just remain active and a positive mindset.
So I know you were in Spain studying abroad. So how did you handle having to come back when COVID happened and like when they were going to close the borders?
So yes, I studied in Alcalá de Henares, 30 minutes from Madrid in Spain. It was really difficult because we had no idea the way that it would impact our lives. I think then some people were taking it lightly while some people were being sent home, some students in the same program that I was in. And it was just kind of difficult to decide when it was time to leave. We were getting a lot of different people telling us, you know what, it'll be fine, stay, until it got so bad that they did have to close universities and schools over there. And that's when I think it was like my breaking point, and I was like, no, I'm going to need to come back home, even if that means coming back a month earlier. So I adjusted all of that, talked to my professors, figured out that I could do it online, and basically ended up going home the day before that Trump announced that he was closing the borders. So if I hadn't changed my flight a day earlier, I probably would have been stuck. I mean, it's crazy to think about now, but I think I made the right decision.
Yeah, it's a close call. Okay, so do you have any advice for just other students who may be graduating as well during COVID, or international students as well, people studying abroad?
I would definitely say to try to remain positive, take it day by day. I know that being away from home is really difficult, especially when you're making such difficult decisions. And my respects to people in that situation, it is very hard. I guess just try to make the decision that sounds the most responsible, that's going to benefit you. As a graduating senior, it is tough. The economy isn't in the best place right now, but I'm just trying to remain positive and apply to as many jobs and opportunities as I can. And I think that that's the best thing that you can do in this time. And yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah. So as we're on that topic of graduation, I'm actually just curious as to how the graduation is working, or if there's a ceremony or anything this semester.
So the first thing that came out was that for sure it was going to be virtual, and that was kind of a bummer because I feel like as college students, we really look forward to like walking down the stage. It's something that we dream about and gets us motivated, of course. So I understood that it was for the health of everyone, so that was fine. But what St. Mary's actually did that's different is that we're going to have the virtual ceremony December 5th and then actually be able to pick up our diplomas December 12th, where we can walk the stage and take pictures, which I think is really nice to have that memory, even though, you know, the pandemic is hitting us.
Yeah, that's so nice, yeah, that they give you at least another option or some kind of a way to feel like it's like a graduation as much as you can, I guess.
Yes, in the safest way possible, of course.
Well, thank you for sharing. It was nice hearing from you.
Thank you so much.